This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, calm down in here in the studio. We're having too much fun with the Peanut Gallery. Spencer's in here on Vine, and our University of Miami team is just having a good time. We're here with Howard Shapiro. He's the mentor in residence and a bunch of other fancy titles at UM, but he's really just the guy that tells them what's what and helps them get jobs. And we're here with Mary Wolf. How about that? Almost messed up again.
You didn't, though.
I know. So, Howard, we were talking a little bit about what makes the University of Miami special, and I mean besides the professors and the teachers and all that other stuff. Now, what are some of the things that you talk about in general with the students in a curriculum basis? I walked into your class, I'm auditing your class, I sat down next to Mary because I'm a smart guy. What do I do next? What do I hear next?
Well, one of the things that I try and emphasize when I'm lecturing, if you want to call it that, to the students or discussing things.
Having a conversation.
Yeah, it can be pretty informal as well, is what I consider the most important part of the process, which is due diligence. And I think very often due diligence is something that is overshadowed by the developer's mentality. You know, you got to be doing a deal. You're never out of a deal. You're always between deals. You got to be buying something, selling something, building something, and so forth. But a lot of these decisions on doing deals, I think, are made very quickly and without enough due diligence. So that's what I try and strive the importance of.
There's nothing more important than the transaction because
that's how you get your commission, right, Jim?
Huh? No, I don't get my commission by doing the due diligence. I get my commission by putting the right people together and then make sure that I earn the commission.
Of course.
By doing the due diligence.
Of course you do.
There you go. Yeah. But there's no deal without due diligence. You get a bad deal or no deal without due diligence. And, you know, your students that are going through this LLM can really assist the process because a lot of times due diligence falls apart on a nuance.
That's true. Let's ask Mary about that because Mary, we've talked about that.
What do you know about due diligence, the double D of real estate?
Big double D, exactly.
The big double D.
Well, I've learned that it actually...
She's blushing now about the double D thing, just to let you know. She's got this red hair.
Can't
she's
see that on the
she's
radio.
As red as a beet right now, and you're loving it up too, you with
am.
Your suntan.
Yes.
Okay, Mary, now you can really give the answer now that we grilled you there.
All right. Well, I do think due diligence is the most important aspect of a transaction. And the program's given me a lot of unique perspective, I think, in terms of how to... The different steps of due diligence, whether...
No, you keep going, but I'm going to ask you a question afterwards because we got to hear where you're coming from and why this is important to you. So, but continue about the little four steps that they taught you and all that other stuff.
Well, it's not four steps. It's a really complex process, but...
That's true.
For example, they have short courses.
He's like a proud daddy over here. He's like glowing.
He's taught me well. He's taught all of us well.
Yeah, you're schlepping. You know, I know that guy.
He's good to us.
He went to my bar mitzvah. Why not? Okay. This has to be... Okay. The answer is,
well, as I was saying, they have a lot of short courses. They have a lot of courses that are concentrated in due diligence. For example, there's a course that's environmental regulation of real property, which is only a week or 2 weeks, but it teaches you all the environmental aspects of due diligence. So figuring out everything from even just zoning and the future of your real estate and the new laws that are going to come into play when conducting some kind of deal.
Well, we just found a very strange thing that Johnny must have left in the studio last night when he did his show. Here, Spencer, you give that to Johnny. Maybe you want to tweet that out so everybody sees what it is. Now, Mary, that was a really wonderful answer. But we really know why you need, and you get an A+ from your professor who's applauding. He's giving you a round of applause.
Perfect.
Now, but why is that important to you? What is your background and what do you want to do? And I'm asking that question because I already know the answer.
Okay, so my background is I grew up in St. Louis.
That's not why.
Okay, well, my
Let
great.
Let him talk. What is he interrupting?
It's my show. Oh, you just true. Interrupted her.
It's actually my show. I don't know what you guys.
Stop
are. I don't know why you guys are here.
Okay, go ahead.
She'll be on next week from 5 to 6 on 888. Oh, believe me, if she should have her own show. Spencer, she'll be on the 4:30 show with you next week. But we digress, Mary. So what's the real answer?
So my great grandmother started a family business, Mary R. Wolf Real Estate, a long time ago. When women were not in the business, and it started off with one small, tiny apartment in a nice area of St. Louis, but really nothing that sophisticated. And she grew it, and my grandmother grew it, and my father grew it. And I would like to work in my family business. It's still small, but it focuses. It primarily it has everything from multifamily to retail, and I would like to. Do investment and development, hopefully in Miami.
Well, great. I'll introduce you. I'll help you meet all the young leaders that I know. Howard, we'll put that on me, okay?
We'll both help her out.
All right, young leaders, ULI,
ICSC. These guys know everyone.
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah.
This is as good as it gets.
Yeah, well, yes, it is. Now, Howard, back to you. So how do the students and I'm going to ask you, Tuffy, and we didn't plan on this, financial aid. Students want to go. It's really expensive. The U's private. Not everybody's a psychon of a real estate family. How to use the word. It's not a car. It's you. I guess that's a scion. I don't know.
Scion.
There you go. I don't watch that.
Psychon, I think, is something from space.
That's okay. I drive an Infiniti. But really, what's the answer, Howard? Helping these kids out.
The answer is there is a financial aid fund available so that students who need financial aid can get it. It's limited, like all universities are limited these days with respect to financial aid. But it's available, and if you qualify for it, that would make the program attainable, whereas it might not otherwise be.
And for our listeners who might have a little bit of extra cash that maybe went to the U or want to support a program like this, Partners at Greenberg, maybe they can make a donation to the university and direct it for financial aid for the program. Can they do that?
Absolutely they can. In fact, a lot of the professors do that as well. And you can just go on our website and you'll see all types of options that are available for that. Let me just mention the website very quickly.
Sure.
It's edu.miami. I'm sorry, it's law.miami.edu/real-property-development. And you'll find out a lot about the program itself, about the LLM program, and the faculty, and a lot of detailed information, including how to donate as well.
Well, I know that when you were in school that they were just inventing the wheel and fire and that you counted on an abacus. But Spencer's tweeting all that stuff out. So people can look for our Twitter feed, and they can find out how to do that. Because I think that I can't really think of too many things outside of your family that's more important than giving back, paying forward. We've had a scholarship at UF for the real estate program. My wife and I have done that. I think there's no higher calling than mentoring the young people, our future of our society, and helping them achieve and attain. And so high five to you, and well done, Howard.
Thank you.
And well
done. It's really been my pleasure. It really has been.
Now, we've only got a few minutes left, and I want to have you give me what you want to say about the program, because let's face it, it's something that's near and dear to your heart. You've been talking about it to me for years. We finally got you on the show to talk about it. Brought in one of your prize students. Talk to the future people out there now about the program.
Well, I can say a number of statements, but let me just say one that comes immediately to mind that I think is probably very important. And that is, and we get this feedback all the time from law firms who hire one of our graduates, who say to us that undoubtedly that additional year of graduate study in our program puts that employee lawyer in a law firm at least a couple of years ahead of someone, let's say their same age, who doesn't have the advantage of having had this LLM program as part of their educational profile. So the fact that all of the large and small and medium-sized law firms now know about the program and are willing to interview our students, hire them in many cases, I think speaks very well to the program. Again, the most critical advantage I think that we offer, well, there's two really. One is the quality of the professors. Far and away, every one of them, in my opinion, are brainiacs. Very dedicated, very smart, very experienced, and So our kids, not that they're kids, but our kids are learning from the best brains in the business, people who have a real day job, who function as lawyers on a regular basis every day, 7 days a week, and who can convey and describe and discuss all of the reality of what their involvement in the law is with respect to real estate.
We only have a few minutes left. Mary, do they do that?
They do. I actually don't know anyone in the program who doesn't have a job. And one thing that's really great about the program is that they offer, as part, it's a requirement in the curriculum, is that you have to have a take this one credit course, and it's an internship, and they place you at the top places, really any place you wanna work in Miami, every place from the top real estate firms such as PMG, or I know people that work for Gill Desert, or even as well as you know, big law firms like Greenberg Torg and where our professors are from. So I think that it's really it's given me an advantage. I'm able to communicate with guys like you. And as I said, I don't know anyone that doesn't have a job. And it's very, very helpful so far.
And I'm going to ask what to me is a very important question for people who would consider going into the program. What's the classroom environment like, and what's it like teaming up with your peers on projects?
It's amazing. I really feel very fortunate to be in a classroom with the kids that I'm in, because we have all types of different students. We have some people that were public defenders. We have people that worked at top law firms that are taking time off, you know, the things they could make a lot of money on, make a lot of money doing. And it's helpful because they ask questions that the professor wouldn't necessarily think to, or, you know, that touch on topics that the professor wouldn't necessarily touch on. And it gives you some background. And some of the kids are really smart. Some of the kids have their own businesses. And one of my good friends in the program, we're talking about doing a deal in Brickell together. And it's...
Somebody better have some money.
It's all him, not me.
Uh-huh.
No, we get...
Smoke and mirrors.
Well, then
we teach smoke. We haven't taught mirrors yet, but we're teaching smoke.
Well, I hear the kids at UM bring their own to class, but that's another discussion.
So,
sorry, ouch.
That's perfectly all right.
So,
not a problem.
Yeah, it's great. The conversations are fantastic.
Well, listen, we only have about a minute left, and I want to thank everybody for being with us and giving us just some great stuff. And we all know the beautiful people go to UM. We now know that they bring their mirrors to class. We know that they have great mentorship. But, you know, besides mentorship, the number one thing other than mentorship about real estate is hands-on experience. And that's, I think, what you're talking about giving them, isn't it, Howard?
Right. I mean, as much as I can, I try and relate anecdotally and factually with documents, sometimes without, what my life's experiences have been in particular areas that come up as a subject matter in any one of the particular courses. And so I can relate to certain problems, certain successes that are right on point of what they're learning at the time, which I think helps the overall understanding of what they're trying to learn.
Well, we are now officially out of time. I want to thank, can I say Professor Howard Shapiro?
No, just Howard.
I want to thank Howard Shapiro, developer par excellence and humanitarian, and you being number one. I want to thank Mary Wolf, third or fourth generation Scion, top level developer in training. Anybody who gets you in their firm is going to definitely get a benefit.
I want to thank you all
for joining us. I look forward to doing more stuff with you and your program. Oscar, I am really sorry, but we got to end. Take us out. We'll do all our stuff. We've got UHealth Medical coming up after this. It's UM Day on Freedom Business. Back after this.